Flavours of the Week
with Yorkshire's Steph Moon.
Every single week on the Food and Drink Show, we do something called Flavours of the Week. We bring in local celebrity chef Steph Moon. And today is no different. Hello, Steph.
Hi, Beth. How's it going?
I'm very good, thank you. I'm very excited. We do a dish every single week.
We do, yes.
And as we alluded to a little earlier, this is a hearty autumn warmer.
It is. Mm-hmm. And, you know, weather like this, Beth, the leaves are going brown, the trees are... Everything's... Autumn's here, isn't it? There's a nip in the air and it's time to get something a bit hearty. So... Mm-hmm. I've actually made my own pasta, which sounds really complicated, but it isn't. The whole thing, making pasta from scratch, doesn't take long to do.
Really?
And, yeah, and what's good about it is if you're making something like ravioli, you can fill it with anything you want. But making your own pasta, a lot of people are given pasta machines for Christmas and things like that. It's a bit wacky, a bit different. But if you're really into cooking and you like having a challenge, I recommend anybody to have a go because it really is good.
Do you have to have a pasta machine?
No, you can roll it out. I used... I've got a lovely marble slab and I rolled it out on this marble slab and get it nice and thin. But you can use a pasta machine. You can buy them. They're about £40-50. Not massively expensive, but they're the sort of thing that ends off in the garage.
Yes, or right at the very back next to your smoothie maker and your popcorn machine, isn't it? Right at the back.
I must admit, I mean, I love a gadget. I'm a typical chef. I love a gadget. And this... So I... You know, when you use a pasta machine, what it does is it gives you a really nice thin roll. So this is tagliatelle. So all I've done is I've mixed 00 flour, and that's the key, Beth. You can't just put your self-raising or your plain flour in there or wholemeal.
00?
Yeah, 00. Think of like two big owl eyes looking at you. 00 flour, that's what we're looking for, and that's going to give us a bit extra texture. And, you know, it can hold itself. So when you roll it very, very thin, that has a very slight bite.
Mm.
And what I love about homemade pasta is it's always a lot lighter than the stuff that you buy. I think that tastes really light. Mm. And it's not massively... I know you said it's hearty, and it is, but it's the sort of thing you can eat and, you know, go for a run or whatever and... Yeah,
right, off we
stuff.
Go then. Let's finish this and off we go for a run.
That's your job, Beth. I'm not a runner, me.
So what else have we got with it then? You've made your homemade pasta.
Yeah, so I made homemade pasta. So basically, so you roll it out. You then roll it into the tagliatelle or the very thin strands. It looks a bit like spaghetti, but flat. So it's tagliatelle. And then plunge that into boiling water. And it takes probably about a minute to cook. No more than that.
Mm-hmm.
Not sort of 10, 15 minutes like normal pasta would. And I've served it with some Mackenzie's bacon. Anyone who hasn't been up to Mackenzie's farm shop up there.
Yeah,
and the smokehouse.
Just near Blubberhouses, A59.
Yeah, love it. Up there. Get yourself up there and then go and have a wander around Fewston Reservoir.
Lovely.
Yeah. Or I'll go up there and have a bowl of soup. So use their smoked bacon and there's some broccoli in there. There's some lovely fresh herbs and I made some garlic flatbread.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a very Italian-themed dish and good fun. The bacon in there, I've just fried an onion, added a little bit of white wine, reduced that down with the bacon in there as well, and then added a little bit of cream. It's a bit decadent, Beth.
Heck.
And... But you're walking around Fewston. You're not bothered about this.
True. Yeah.
By the time you've gone around
you've got to have something to burn off, haven't you? Do you know what this is reminding me of? Which actually, weirdly, because she was in Harrogate this week, have you seen that advert for a supermarket that I won't name?
Ah.
Where they go, bet you wish this tagli on the telly was tagli in your belly.
Well, that I went to see her last night.
Sarah Millican.
Yeah, fantastic.
Hey.
She was hilarious. That's why I made my pasta yesterday because I knew today I'm going to be all laughed out. Thankfully, I've still got a bit of humour in me. But yeah, she was hilarious. Was and she? The Royal Hall was spectacular. I love that place. I think last time I was in there, I was seeing Billy Ocean in concert.
Oh, yes, you were.
Oh, my Lord. That was a night. And yeah, somebody hollered out from the crowd behind me, scared me half to death. I love you, Billy. And he shouted out from the front, I love you too, sweetheart.
Ooh.
And I just thought, what a dude.
Oh, I feel a bit jelly just by thinking about it. So Sarah Millican then, she was in the Royal Hall last night to start the Harrogate Comedy Festival.
And she was brilliant.
Yeah.
I mean, there was not a seat in the house, Beth. That place was rammed.
Really?
And I actually booked my ticket for that evening over a year and a half ago, and it had sold out.
Some good forward planning, that
yeah,
stuff.
Well... yeah, so I amazed myself, really. But
well,
it's not normally like me.
But. Well, you've got to be hot for those tickets.
Yeah, you do.
There are still plenty of things you can go and see. Not quite as, I don't want to say not quite as funny because that would be rude, but Sarah Millican has sold out, but there's loads more opportunities as well for people to go and enjoy Harrogate Comedy Festival. Meanwhile, I'm going to put this taggly in your telly.
Telly in your belly on the telly.
In the belly. Right, and we'll get a fabulous, perfect pairing from VSQ. And then we've got music from Ariana Grande and the new one from Boyzone on the way next.
Fabulous. Steph Moon's Flavours of the Week on Stay FM.